Bernard O'Shea, formerly of the Radio 2, 2FM breakfast show, joins us in studio. Yeah, so there's a new lineup for the... Did you not hear that?
No.
No, there's a new 2FM lineup announced during the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's Carl, Roz, Purcell and Aisling Bonner
okay.
on the breakfast show, and Darren Garrity is back to do drive time.
Oh, very good.
The rest of the schedule is the same in the middle.
Oh, nice one. I didn't know. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you miss the radio at all?
Oh, God. When... Yes and no. I always said, like, breakfast, doing breakfast is like a sun that revolves around you. It gives you life and sustenance, but it never stops revolving around you, right? And particularly breakfast, because you're up early and you're doing it and it's a grind. But then when it's gone, it's like, oh, I wish that came back.
Where's the sun?
Where's the sun? There's no sun in my life. No, like, God, without radio and stuff like that, it was an amazing time for me to do breakfast, to do radio at the time. I was unbelievably fortunate and grateful to do 2FM because... For me, I'm a stand-up, right? Okay. And so like mortgages and loans,
yes.
It's like they just look at you and go, no. So like it came at the perfect time
great.
For me. I had 5 great years, but by God, was I tired for 5 years.
Yeah.
But I loved
it's
it
tough.
Though.
It that is. That shift is a tough one.
But then again, like there's tougher jobs than it.
There are. There are. Listen, great to see you because usually we're calling you in from the Limerick studio.
Yeah.
I was sort of enjoying
in
that.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Listen, will you do us a favour? We've booked a studio down the corridor. Could you
I'll run down,
I think you're funnier when I can't see you.
Really? Okay, well, that's do you know what? It's amazing you say that. Most people say that to me, Ray.
So you to cancel a gig tonight because of
Aowyn. I was in Roscommon tonight. That's cancelled. So we put it out through Instagram and stuff like that. And if you're going tonight, contact the venue and you can... But we're going to try and... It's postponed, I suppose. That's the word.
Yes.
We're going to try and put it on another date. But yeah, so... And I bumped into people today that had gigs that were cancelled and stuff like that.
You bumped into Darrow Breen on Grafton Street.
I did, just beside before I came out. And I was saying to him, like, you know, he said, yeah. So basically, it's all about... People would say, like, well, what's the story? Why can't it? Because you don't know how people are going to get there because the trees are on the roads, there's things down, you know, people are without power. So it's like, so, you know, it was a no-brainer. You just had to cancel.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it is the right thing to do because, you know, you just have to. Like, so and plus, like, you know, you're not necessarily cancelled. You're just pushing it out to another day.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you've nothing to do tonight then? Is that it?
Well, I was gigging in this week, no, so I'll go home tonight, and we're in Limerick, obviously, where your Eurovision guest
Niall
is from, so and there's no we've no power there tonight, so I think I'll hook a bicycle up to the house or something. And
well, your man didn't do that, Chris Martin and Coldplay, didn't they run a full concert with people riding bicycles?
Oh my God, did they? Yeah. I have to say, right now, that would make me kind of bite my hand a bit, but in saying that, I was never a Coldplay fan, right, until I listened to a few songs, until not this time around, but prior to that, I got to go to one of their gigs and I thought, wow, that was unbelievable.
They put on a brilliant show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'd so much, I kind of
came out
going.
Which brings us nicely on to while you're in to talk to us today. It's about being cool and uncool. Is Chris Martin cool?
Well, here's the thing, Ray.
Right.
Here is the thing, right? I've recently found out through my own, how to say, mini self-adventure, Ray, that I'm probably the uncoolest man in Ireland, right? And I found that out by various things, right? So I will get your Chris Martin. I will, honestly, no, I do not, I did not interrupt. I will get your question, Minister. I found that out by, about 3 or 4 months ago, I got a new pair of shoes. A version of these, the Echo ST1s, Ray. They're called the nurse shoe, right? And I know they're called the nurse shoe because a nurse told me that they're called the nurse shoe, right?
The Echo ST1.
The Echo ST1. They're great shoes.
ECCO.
They're not cheap, by the way.
Yeah.
But they've got great, you'll never get plantar fasciitis in them. Right, I'm telling you, right? And people will go, oh, how uncool are you? I was doing gigs in the crack den for the last few nights, and it's full of 20-year-olds just that are able to put their socks on standing up and just are full of hope and the little elastic bands, right? And I'm showing them my shoes and they're all laughing. I'm going, these are great shoes and one day you will be in these shoes.
Right.
And you're thinking, I'm not cool wearing my gilet, right? Because they were looking at me wearing my gilet as well.
You were wearing a gilet doing a gig?
Yeah. And because I'm cold, right? And I can move my arms. Yeah. They're the greatest things. But on the shoes, right? Right. So, and I put them on. I went, oh, they're lovely. And my kids now, just want, my 10-year-old kind of started laughing, going, you weren't them. It was like, oh my God, is that what it's come to? Am I that uncool that the shoes that I choose, right? And then it was like, I begin to realise that, you know, these don't miss events. Everyone's going to go to these don't miss events. Oh, this is on, that is on. I don't care anymore.
Right.
Unless it's obviously my show, you have to come see that. But like, you know, but it's like, no, like, is there traffic? How do I get in? Where do I park? It's like all these things are accumulating. And then it like for me, it all comes down to stuff like bed. It's like, oh God, I'd just love to go to bed now. It's like 20 years ago, the blink of an eye, I was going, I'm not going to bed. I'm going to stay out until the sun decides.
That's the aging process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm sick of this thing of being uncool, right? Because you're saying, am I cool? Is Chris Martin uncool? I think if you can say, I'm the uncoolest person in the world, I think that makes you cool.
Oh, I see.
Right? So so people will be looking at me going, he's annoying, he does my head in. I don't care. I'm the uncoolest person in the world, which makes me cool. I'm the James. You're sitting, I'm Jim C.
Because I don't care that I'm not cool.
I don't care that I'm not cool.
Yes, that makes me cool.
The coolest things I do, Ray, right? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
And people think this is uncool. And I'm telling you, this is going to, I'm a trendsetter. The Brennan's bread wrapper. Everyone's going mad for the bread at the moment, right? I take my lunch in that paper, right? People used to do it back in the 80s and the 70s, and people laugh at me for doing it. I'm upcycling and recycling,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And you know what? I bet you, I'm going to set this trend, and I bet you, do you know what will happen in a year's time? I'll be in here, and do you know what? They'll probably be selling actual Brennan's bread lunch boxes or something like that,
yes.
Right?
No, you're starting a trend. We used to do that when we were at school.
Yeah.
My mum would wrap the sandwiches in the bread paper.
And you know what? If people start doing it, people go, oh, that's so cool, right? The other second thing cool is, right, I don't care how, I love, and I'm going to say this, Ray, right? I love grocery shopping, right? It's my golf, right? Now, I did have a bad week last week. I'll be honest with you, I did not have a good week last week.
Shopping or golfing?
No, I let my Dunnes vouchers run out, and that's a bad week.
Is it? Right.
That's a bad week. Oh my God, right? But like, I know where everything is in the shop. When they change the layout, it's like carnival for me, right? I'm telling you, right? And I just love it. My wife says, what are you doing in Dunnes for 2.5 hours? She doesn't see the beauty I see there, Ray, right? That's a cool thing to do.
Right.
But the coolest thing I'm doing now. Right. I've been in Dublin this week doing a few gigs, right? Ray, I love food, right? I love international food. I love Asian food. I'm a foodie. I'm a bit of a foodie, right? But you know what? I stood in the middle of Grafton Street yesterday and I just shouted out, I want a dinner! Right? I don't want a bento box. I don't want a burrito. I just want dinner.
Right.
And you know, you know what? People said that's the uncoolest thing you can say. Yeah. It's like, no, bring back, what was it, Jackie Healy that said, I represent the people of Ireland who have their dinner in the middle of the day.
They're the real people of Ireland.
Okay,
yes.
Right. All nationalities should embrace this.
Right.
I'm going to
say. So, what's your definition of a dinner?
Right. Anything that's called a dinner. My definition is generally meat.
Yes.
Carrots, potatoes, peas.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like the Irish flag with meat.
Yes.
Yes.
No butter on the dinner. Right? Right? And I'll tell you, if I would make a fortune, if I had the capital investment, I'm going to open a restaurant in all major cities in Ireland and I'm just going to call it The Dinner. Right?
Yes.
And you go in, there's no menus. Right? There's no menus. You just sit down and you go, what will you have? My dinner, please. They just bring you your dinner.
Is that not a carvery?
Well, you see, and can I just say to everybody who owns a Carvery, thank you for keeping that tradition alive.
Yes.
My God, it's a beautiful tradition.
Yes.
But then, you know, every time this happens, oh my God, you've opened up a spot.
Every time
this happens, right, I go, oh God, you know, they do a Carvery. And I go, yes, my big culshy head, I'll bring it into a Carvery, right? Yes. Whether the tray is wet or not, I don't care, right? And I just walk in and go, oh, we're not doing the Carvery today, we're doing oh my God, you're known for a Carvery.
Yes.
Right? And it's like an open sandwich or couscous with, and I love all that stuff, but it's like, no, just bring back the Carvery. Do you know what I mean? And my only issue with the Carvery, though, I always seem to hit it at the worst time. Every time I go for a Carvery, I always get the end of the beef.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, it's kind of a bit fatty,
bit gristly, yeah.
And even if I get the nice bit of the beef, they always go, oh, we're out of gravy. And you just know there's somebody in the back just getting the bisto and going, brruh, 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 brruh. It's not the proper stuff, right? So, but I love a carvery. And they're gone, Ray. Where are the carveries?
Bring back the carveries.
You saw the doll yesterday, right? It couldn't even convene.
The day before.
And yeah. Why didn't somebody go, we need a carvery? Because that wouldn't have happened. They would have been well fed. They wouldn't have been angry, right? Yeah. I'm telling you. Right?
They were hangry.
They were hangry.
That's right? What happened there.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking, I love the coolness in food. I do love the way the country has come, but bring back the dinner.
Yes.
Yes.
I think a lot of people listening would have the dinner. I think the dinner is available in government buildings. Maybe that day now they're all too nervous to have it, because it's hard to eat on a nervous tummy, isn't it?
Well, nothing would stop me from eating.
1992, was that a big year for you?
I was just saying to your gang outside in Neve, I wrote it down in my hand, cultural memory distortion.
Right.
Do you know what this is?
CMD.
This is the new cool phrase. CMD. When we were doing writing Bridget Naaman, right?
Yeah.
All those years ago, actually when we were on radio, we would write out a scene and somebody would go, that did not happen in the 80s.
Right.
And you kind of go, okay. And you go, and then you'd write another bit and somebody would go, do you know that was 1996? Or somebody would go, you know that was 1972? And you're going, what? No. And you'd look at it. So cultural memory distortion, this is why I love when you do this roundup of years,
yeah.
Right? Because cultural memory distortion basically is that your framing of what happened in a decade or a year is framed by the representation in the media, nostalgia and stereotypes of today.
Right.
So it's actually, so like you play 1992, for instance, those dance tunes you played,
yes.
Right? They still sound very modern because they're still played in clubs.
Yes.
But you would never say, you'd never think, was that 1992? You'd never go, that was 1992. You'd think that was more modern, right?
I see. But so we see it through a prism from present day.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So we judge things on how we see the world today as opposed to how it was seen back in the day.
Exactly.
Right. And that's CMD.
That's cultural memory distortion, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd because I came across a couple of songs in putting it together and I thought, I'm not going to play them because they're a bit rubbish. You know.
Which ones?
Oh, it was that Satellites. Satellite. You know, that was number one. It just wasn't good.
But here we go. Would you have been DJing discos back then?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been DJing since 1979.
The year I was born.
Oh, God. I don't know why you find that so funny.
Why do people not think we're cool?
And listen, by the way, I have a pair of Echo boots.
Do you? They're
yeah.
A great shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a great shoe.
Yeah, I know. But you tell Bernard to go to Wynn's Hotel off O'Connell Street. When we go to Dublin for a day, we have our dinner there.
Oh, yeah.
Best grub ever. Miriam and Galway. They probably heard you shouting in Grafton Street and they're going, come over here. Come over here.
Very historic hotel as well, Wynn's, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give us the old website address.
Oh, yeah, BernardO'Shea.ie. But you know what is cool, yeah. Ray, before I go?
Yes.
Do you know everyone now is going to Santorini and they're going to all these weird... Do you know one of the coolest places in the world is? Mallow in County Cork. And I will be there next... Hold on, gets diary out furiously. I will be there next Friday. In the Hibernian Hotel in Mallow.
Very cool place.
See the way I was...
Very good. Bernard O'Shea, the uncoolest man in Ireland. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
in Mallow next week or thereabouts.